From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, you're listening to Idaho Matters. The world of wildland firefighting has a lot of wonky lingo, but one key phrase is fuel moisture. And no, we're not talking about oil and gas. It actually refers to how much water is in certain plants that could fuel a wildfire. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck explains how scientists measure it and why it's so important.
The Bureau of Land Management Fuels Building in Boise looks a bit like a large set of shipping containers. Out front is some sagebrush, which Taylor Zarifis is pulling pieces off of.
So we're only collecting the live leaves.
Zarifis is a BLM fuels technician. She and others visit sites in southern Idaho every few weeks to collect parts of specific plants, like sagebrush.
So any of this dead stuff we'll avoid, and then also if you have like bugs or any like fungus or anything on the leaves, we'll avoid picking off of those too.
From there, they bring those plant samples to a Boise office that's about the size of a large closet. It has two machines that essentially bake out any moisture left in a plant and then spit out a reading of the moisture percentage.
So this is done.
That reading is critical. It tells forecasters and firefighters how easily a wildfire might start or how quickly it could spread. Super dry brush can mean easy starting, fast moving fires, especially when paired with winds and lightning. Nolan Page is another fuels technician in Boise who used to work on the firefighting side of things. He says fuel moisture numbers are important for planning.
For just a basic firefighter, it's not so much of a something I can change, but I can anticipate it. But for management is where the real change is, because they will address their funding needs, resource needs, allocate people where they need.
Forecasters at the National Interagency Fire Center even use moisture levels to help create a monthly analysis of where wildfire dangers may crop up. Nick Nosler is a predictive services meteorologist there, and he explains that the heat wave in the West has been drying up even more plants.
So heat waves are the things that kind of prime the pump a little bit, you know, dry out the fuels, cure the fuels, and make them available to burn. And then we start worrying about, are we going to get a critical fire weather event?
Like lightning storms and wind. And to make wildfire predictions, forecasters can look at average plant moistures from the last few decades and how fires behaved in those conditions. But the only reason we have all that fuel moisture data is thanks to a project started in Nevada some 40 years ago. It was called the Great Basin Live Fuel Moisture Project.
So we're going back to like 1980, 82-ish, right around in there.
That's Sandy Gregory, who was there from the beginning, working with its founders.
A gentleman by the name of Greg Schechner and another person by the name of Marcus Schmidt. And what we did is they developed an applied science project based off of plant biology.
She says they started just trying to figure out the best way to get accurate moisture levels from live plants. And then people realized how important it could be. Offices in other states even started sending their brush to Nevada to get moisture levels. During all this, the program grew from a shed in Carson City to a shed in Reno to a real lab, where it was a bit easier to work through hundreds of plant samples. Gregory led the program herself from 1993 to 2015.
I mean, gosh, at one point in time, you know, we had somewhere around 100 canisters, and some of them would have 9 different samples in them.
More funding came too, so field offices could purchase their own ovens to check fuel moisture levels and share them over what was then a new technology, the internet. The project even provided standards for measuring different kinds of brush and how to store it. Without those metrics and standardization, now going back a few decades in many places, it would be much harder to forecast wildfire dangers, especially as climate change and drought alter the Western landscape. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.